yeah, of course. The first and the third set, probably best not to be spoken about too much. No, it was just strange. It was just weird. I couldn't get going. You know, you got to be quick off the mark in the best of three, and obviously I was prepared to go. But in all fairness to Pete, we started brilliantly. We sprayed out the trap, got on fire. I think he had 2 160 starts in the first set. And, you know, I won the ball in the practice room. Ideal situation is just get off straight away and then you're in. No score. He goes off. And then, you know, that was the first set done pretty quickly. Second set, I knew I had to sort of sharpen it up a bit. I had to do something. And I did so pretty quickly, and that was good. And then I won the first leg of the third set. And I think, I turned the game completely on its head. And then I think he had a really good leg himself in the second leg, and then the third leg, 10 darts to get off. No, he can't do it. 10 darts to get off, he's just not acceptable. Any double would do. Double one would have done. But it's just weird. I mean, we've seen it as the week's gone on. There's been the odd leg, I think. I think Barney got brushed in one leg, and there was another player got brushed in one leg. It's just weird. It's just the way it happens sometimes. But in the first round, certainly being the best of three, it's so cutthroat, and you've got to, if you don't step up to the plate quickly, you're going to get beaten, you know, and unfortunately that's what happened. But try not to, you know, get yourself down too much about it. It's just one of them things. It's like I say, another day I'd have won the game, and who knows what could have happened. But it's the same for every player. We're all in the same boat, so you just have to take it on the chin and, you know, take the positives from it.
A good opportunity as well this weekend, what with the Players' Championship coming up so quickly, to bounce back and hit some form again.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the Players' Championship previous to the Grand Prix, the two in Dublin, I had a last 16, I think, and a last 32. So, you know, to get to your quarterfinal both days is no mean feat. It's still okay. It's not as good as probably wanted to achieve, but I thought that put me right, ready for the week. But that didn't turn out the way it did. So, you know, like I say, you just got to roll your sleeves up, and, you know, things happen sometimes when you don't get the best of luck, or something will happen that will change your game. So you just got to sort of just keep going and, you know, just keep dedicated, and that's what I try to do all the time. Whether my results are positive or not so good, I try to take some sort of positive from everything and just concentrate to iron out the creases in the bits that are not going so well. But looking forward to this weekend, certainly. It's Crawley's a nice venue. We've been there a few times. We're there every year. And like you say, you know, within the space of a week, you're back at it and ready to put the wrongs right, so to speak.
Okay, and moving on to the European Championship, the draw for that was revealed, yesterday evening. What's your take on your opponent for later this month?
I think I've only played Mensah once or twice before. I think we're pretty even. I think it's one each. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest. It's not somebody I've played recently. Very good player, of course he is. He's been doing well in Europe, so he's no pushover. But you know, in all fairness, I mean, you look at the draw in its entirety, and it's everybody's got a tough game, so to speak. Now it's everybody's capable of beating anybody. I think it's the best of 11 first round, which is what we play on tour. So it's just a case of getting a good start again, and that's what I'm going to try to achieve. And I do like the European format. I think when you take the 8 seeds away, you know, if somebody was to say to you, you're going to play, you're not going to play one of the top 8 seeds, then you'd take a one new draw. It's one of them. It's dog eat dog, isn't it? It's just a case of everybody's trying to, you know, to win the thing, and everybody's trying to have a good start. So, you know, opponent wise, I mean, it could have been any of the other 23, really, or 22, not including myself, and I'd have been happy with it. You know, even if it was one of the 8 seeds, I'd have still been ready for it, whoever it may be. But, you know, it's not a bad draw, but I know it's not going to be easy. So, like I say, it's just a case of rolling sleeves up, putting the hours in, keeping the dedication going, keeping the hunger there, which it always is anyway, and seeing what we can do.